doing this morning?
I think today's hump day, I believe. I remember correct.
You're thinking right. You on vacation next week?
Friday, so I'm counting down the days.
Friday evening.
Or so next Friday will be when my vacation starts. So I have a week from this Friday before I finally get some time off.
Yeah, man, you say you're going to the beach? Make a cast net, the bait fish will be running. They run right along the edge of the beach, only about 2 or 3 feet out. And you'll be able to catch them, throw them out there live, and catch you some nice fish.
Definitely be nice. I'd like to try it. I tried the last time throwing a net out, but it wasn't really anything running in the surf, so I didn't really catch anything at all. I was just playing around and anything.
Run like the last couple of weeks of August into September. I knew it should be a 2 or 3 foot wide band of them continuously the whole time you're down there. You can't miss them.
Gotta find them. Did y'all get a bad storm last night?
Not that I know of. I know it rained, I don't know, about 5:30 yesterday afternoon, but it was just a light rain.
To a Boy Scouts last night, a storm come through the house. The wife called me. She was so freaked out because it knocked a couple of my plants over outside. And, I mean, it was some heavy winds. I think it was upwards of 30-something miles an hour at least, if not a little more. I'd have to go back and check, but it was pretty bad. I still got cleaning up to do.
Forming about where we were, and then they were bad by the time they got up towards you.
Yep, I can't wait till I get home today so I can finish cleaning all that up. I might have cut some branches out of my crepe myrtle because I got one hanging down now, which is weird because they're pretty flexible plants. So I'll see if it'll go back up when it dries today.
Even if I got rid of those trees, I don't have any more dead branches all over the yard.
Be a positive. Plan for this upcoming weekend?
Nice to go to the, see, I should work all weekend. It's supposed to be nice out. I know the gun show's in town this weekend.
I might have to look into that. We have Hamfest coming up in September. I'm looking forward to that one.
Don't really need anything. There's no need to run up through there.
Rotator for my antenna, but I mean, I'm not in a desperate need of it. I just wouldn't mind having one.
4, HKF. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4, CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4, TFW.
Go up to the ham fest and not buy anything. Just get out, walk around, meet other people.
Boy, you have to buy stuff if you go to a ham fest.
Inventory, but it's highly possible you're going to leave with something.
Need connectors and stuff. That was a good time to get it because you can kind of mull through everything they got and just pick out what all you need to add to your collection.
You can actually see it. For me, that makes a huge difference trying to get the right thing.
Made that right. No sense having just one or two different kinds.
Swapping all my antennas over to like a BNC or something. Just for how quick it is to take them on and off.
See, are definitely quicker and easier and don't seem to wear out as fast.
Action, I've never tried to build. I've only done the normal coax connections. Ever heard of the MERS frequencies? Have y'all looked into those any?
I monitor them from time to time when I'm traveling. There's a little bit of traffic on it. From my understanding, you don't have to have a license for it either.
And then over here.
There was another frequency out there where you could use handheld radios that did not need a license for it. and it's a 156 range somewhere in there, so it's just above 2 meters. So it has the same, basically the same characteristics for it as 2 meters does, like getting through vegetation and whatnot.
A few people talking on it, and then I've heard a lot of encoded traffic on it.
Yesterday, it seemed to work pretty good. Just, you know, talked to the family. Somebody had to pick me up with a couple handhelds.
Handhelds you can program those channels into and actually transmit them.
Plus, it's probably just Amazon that I saw them on. I like 10 of them at a time. It's ridiculous how many you can buy.
Seen those packages of the Mofang or whatever it is offers with 10 radios, or there's a couple other companies too.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on, Daddy. No other process.